Good evening. It's 6 o'clock for WXPR News. I'm Miranda Vanderleest. The state's waters are open again for another boating year, but the DNR's top aquatic invasive species person says staying vigilant will slow the spread of unwanted plants and critters. WXPR's Ken Crawl reports.
The DNR's Bob Wakeman says boaters are required to inspect their boats and equipment before they launch to see what plants might be attached to the boat. He says be sure to drain water from vehicles, boats, and equipment.
You're not allowed to leave the boat launch area with water in your cooler or in your live well or in your bilge area because this is where viruses can ride between one lake and another lake and can get transported. So drain all that water. If you need to put your catch on something, put them on ice.
Wakeman says there has been some positive news about aquatic invasives.
We have completed a pretty extensive field survey of lakes in Wisconsin and found that the rate of aquatic invasive species spread in the state of Wisconsin has flattened off. It's not increasing. That's the good news. The downside is we really want to see that rate of spread decrease.
Wakeman says anglers should buy minnows from a licensed bait dealer. He says you can take the minnows away from the body of water, but you must use them on the same body of water. He says 75% of the state's lakes remain free of Eurasian water milfoil, and 90% of them don't have zebra mussels. The DNR website has more information on stopping the spread of invasive species of all types. Ken Crawl, WXPR News.
And gas prices are moving up again as the warmer weather months approach. Senior petroleum analyst for the website GasBuddy.com, Patrick DeHaan, gives us an update.
Prices across the state of Wisconsin, $2.40 a gallon, and that's where prices are. Oh, they're a couple cents higher than that in Rylander, with most stations at $2.42. We're looking at prices now that are about 20 cents higher than where they were a month ago. So we've continued to see prices advance. This is the time of year that we generally see gas prices go up.
Refineries switch over to summer blend gasoline, which costs more to produce along with required maintenance, bumping prices up. But DeHaan says another part of the market is also a factor.
But in the backdrop this year, we've also seen the price of crude oil jump by about $5 a barrel in the last month, and that's causing, I would say, most of the pain at the pump. But things should start to cool off in the weeks ahead.
DeHaan says oil prices have stabilized at about $50 a barrel. DeHaan says prices could rise a bit more, but he doesn't think the rise will be as high as in previous years. AARP says it has a new approach to help Wisconsin seniors be more secure in retirement. Tim Morrissey reports.
Spend a little now, save a lot later. That's the essence of a new campaign from AARP Wisconsin. The aim of Silver Dividend is to maximize the number of older Wisconsinites who can continue to live in their own homes and communities with reduced reliance on government programs. AARP is carrying that message to state lawmakers and budget hearings across the state. Helen Marks Dix with AARP Wisconsin says one goal is to counteract what she calls a negative and inappropriate attitude toward aging.
There's been a lot of talk in recent years about the aging population in Wisconsin and how it is going to break the system. I think we can use the budget and change in public attitudes to change how people age and how we treat people as they age.
The Silver Dividend calls for the state to build on the strength of successful programs already in place and to use the tax system to support seniors who want to stay in their homes. It would also help people prepare financially for retirement through programs like the Wisconsin Private Secure Retirement Plan. I'm Tim Morrissey reporting.
And State Assembly Democrats are starting a new coalition to push for gun safety as majority Republicans seek to loosen requirements to carry concealed weapons. Madison Democrats Melissa Sargent, Lisa Subek, and Therese Burso met with reporters today to unveil the Wisconsin Coalition for Gun Safety. The advocacy group is made up of doctors, social workers, and clergy members. Television station WISC says it comes 2 months after Burso introduced a bill to require universal background checks for all gun purchases. The GOP, meanwhile, has called for letting people carry concealed weapons without state permits and to allow concealed carry on public school property. And a proposal is being circulated in the Wisconsin Senate that would allow the sale of homemade baked goods in the state. Wisconsin and New Jersey are the only states that prohibit the for-profit sale of baked goods made in a home kitchen. There is a pending lawsuit filed by home bakers in Wisconsin challenging the law. Similar bills have passed the state Senate with bipartisan support the past two sessions, but died in the assembly. And your forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy skies, lows around 45 degrees. Your Tuesday will be rainy with mostly cloudy skies, highs near 66 degrees. That's your news for this Monday evening. Stick around for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. For WXPR News, I'm Miranda Vanderleest.